Hello and welcome back to another episode of This Expat Life. Should I stay? Should I go? What's next? Last time we talked about this expat paradox and expat dilemma where so many of us find ourselves in, where we don't know if we should stay or go, and it's often sparked by one question around our career, around our location, around being close to family and friends, and it turns into this whole web of options and you just get stuck and you don't know what you should do. Should I stay or should I go? I've been in it a couple of times myself. Many of my clients have been in it. And it's very, very annoying to be so stuck in it. And just, you know, another night at 3 a.m. where you are woken up by something, your brain goes on, you start thinking about this question. And before you know it, it's 4:30 and you still haven't slept. And it's not just one night, it could happen night after night. Or maybe it's when you start talking to your friends about it and you realize, I'm talking in circles. We've had this conversation before and I'm still stuck with the same question and no answer in sight. We have all been there. And in this episode, I would like to share with you 6 mistakes I very often see expats make when they are facing a big decision about their life. A crossroads that they're going to, either forced by external circumstances because of a visa or a job, or maybe you just feel like it's quietly building this new chapter in your life and you still have this question of, should I stay or should I go? Because a new chapter in an expat life, it also brings about this question of, where is this new chapter going to take place? And if you are this overthinking expat stuck in this question, chances are you'll recognize yourself in at least one of the 6 mistakes. I certainly have myself. The good news is they are avoidable. So once you know what mistakes you are making, it also helps you, you know, you are aware of it then. And once you are aware of things, it is easier to avoid them. So let's dive into it with the first mistake that I want to share with you. And I think this is the number one that I see thoughtful, career-driven, intelligent expats make a lot. And that is trying to think your way to clarity. Now, everyone that I've coached, literally everyone, is stuck in overthinking when it comes to this decision. Their mind is always spinning. They're making a pros cons list number 57 at this point. They've got these nights at 3 a.m. that they are awake and their mind is like, ta, 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 ta. It doesn't stop. And it's so hard for them to get out of that overthinking because they honestly can't feel or access what is the right direction for them. Because in their mind, everything is the same. It has an equal weight. Maybe that's something that you recognize. Maybe one day you are like, okay, that direction makes sense, or my gut feeling is telling me that. But then there's this rational objection to it, where it's like, but maybe financially option B would be much better. Or maybe if I go for option C, you know, that could guarantee some better opportunities in the future. And again, before you know it, you are stuck in overthinking, going through A, B, C, and God knows how many letters there are for you in terms of your options. And your mind cannot assess or discern what is the right way. The problem here is that we often think we can find our answer through thinking about it. I have to say that the biggest trap of many expats that I coach is their fantastic, brilliant brain. They are smart, they're strategic, their intelligence got them very far in life and in their career. So it's their biggest asset. But it's also their biggest trap, because once you let that brain lead all the time, it can become a trap when either the puzzle piece isn't complete because you depend on certain external circumstances, like it depends on whether you get a visa or whether you get that job, and that then determines your choice or your scenario mapping. Or it is because non-rational elements come into play in this puzzle. So, you know, you also have dreams and fears and hopes and other emotions that influence your decision. But if you're so focused on, I need to know what is right for me, I just need to think about it a little bit more, then you are basically excluding all those parts because you can't really equate rational thoughts, or maybe perhaps some less rational thoughts, with feelings. That's a whole other game at a different level. And those feelings are present, but it's really hard to think your way to clarity when there are emotions present for you as well. It's also really hard to think your way to clarity when you're dependent on these external circumstances that I mentioned. Maybe you like scenario mapping. Okay, if this happens, I have option A, B, or C, and I prefer A. But then if this happens, I have option D, E, F, whatever. And your brain just makes all these lists and scenario mapping. But there are a few external circumstances that you cannot control, like the visa, like the job opportunity, like the job of your spouse, like the health of your parents. And until you know that external puzzle piece, your brain is still trying to think its way to clarity, because that is what it's known to do. But the thing is, if you don't have that external puzzle piece, you can think endlessly and endlessly, but you won't find your answer. And if you are overthinking, you're trapped, man. This is our part. This is why you're stuck. Clarity doesn't need to take months of thinking. Clarity can happen in an insight, but you need to allow yourself that. And we often think that thinking harder equals clarity, but it doesn't. It really can be like quicksand sometimes. You just lose yourself in it. And what is missing here for those of you who are prone to overthinking, and who keep going back and forth, and they're so tired of this mental chatter, and it's just not being quiet, your brain. What is missing here is an inner clarity system. It's not about more thinking. It's about approaching your decision, your crossroads, from a different point of view, where you don't just find your answer through thinking, but you actually find it through taking your dream seriously, by feeling good in the here and now, by connecting to your true authentic core so that you can access your answers there rather than just through this, I need to think about it more. I could talk for hours about this topic because I see it all the time, and I've definitely fallen victim to it myself as well, where I was also thinking about my choices at 3 a.m. And I can think myself into loops endlessly about what is right for me. But deep down, I already know my answer. It's just my brain is trying to keep me safe. And I'm so used to thinking about my life, like many of you as well, that is just my go-to. But like I said, the brain will never be quiet. There's a high chance you won't find your answers because of the puzzle piece or because of non-rational elements. And your brain will also, you know, always pinpoint what is scary for you. And so it will try to keep you safe. And yeah, it can just send you in endless loops. And there is a certain comfort in staying in this overthinking mode, because then you don't need to make a decision. Okay, I could talk for more, but let's just go to mistake number two that I see very often. And that is that you're only looking at the concrete options in front of you. So very often I get people into my sessions that are like, okay, I have this job in this location, but I've been offered another job in another location. Or I have to choose between my career and family life. Or I have to choose between X and I. There are so many, or A and B actually. Let's make this binary. And because of the people that I tend to attract, the smart, rational, thoughtful go-getters, they're so used to like right away going with their mind to this option that's in front of them, the very concrete crossroads that's in front of them. And their mind right away starts assessing, okay, what is the best option for me? So, you know, that's still the overthinking part here. And they get sucked into this tunnel vision where they only see A or B. And so whenever I coach expats who are facing this kind of crossroads, the first thing I do is help them zoom out and guide them back to themselves without this crossroads in front of them. I really believe in a life by design from the inside out. You've got to know yourself first. You've got to really access your authentic core. And then from there, from that place, you take action. And it's no different when it comes to an A-B decision that is in front of you. Pause yourself zoom out, go back to what you really want. What is the vision that you have for yourself? What are your needs? What are you hoping for? And only from that place, you then look at your crossroads again. But hopefully already understanding better what it is that you want and need in the long term, what you value in the long term. Maybe coming from that place, you already have an answer for your crossroads right away. And maybe you don't. That's okay. I have tools that can guide you there. Also, what often happens, not all the time, but sometimes actually, is that the moment you go back, you zoom out and you go back to you first without this pressure of needing to make a decision, and you really assess for yourself, this is what is important in my life, maybe option C comes onto the table. An option that you haven't been seeing before because you were so fixated on A or B. So that is the other mistake that people sometimes make. They're so looking at these two options in front of them that they sometimes don't see what else is possible for them until they zoom out. And maybe actually when you do zoom out, the right answer becomes obvious as well. So if you are facing this A-B decision, take some time from your daily life to really take a break, a full day or whatever, go out in nature, do something that you usually don't do, where you experience a lot of space and quiet, and you can return to, you can go inwards and you can go to your authentic self, decide for yourself what is important for you in the long term, what you would love to add to your life, and only then look at your A-B decision again. Okay, mistake number three is not having the right support system. So what I see very often with expats is the following. They are facing a decision, or they are just not really happy and they feel like they want to change something. And so they talk about it with their inner circle. However, a large part of their inner circle is still living in their home country. And the majority of those has never lived outside of that country ever. So these people might give you their advice, their opinion, their tips. But what they cannot do is take into account this more complicated expat layer that comes with it. And also, they might have, you know, their own interests, and they might, you know, even though they're not trying to, but they might tell you like, oh, why don't you just come back? It's much easier because they would love to have you back. And also because they see your expat life as this, oh, a life of challenges and making it more hard and complicated for yourself. Whereas back home, you can experience your comfort. So just come back here. But they're not really seeing it from your point of view, this expat layer. So this advice is sometimes still valuable, but it's not always the right advice for you, or it doesn't hit the right tone, so to say. And what then often happens, the expats that I talk to, is then they just, at some point, they just close off a little bit. And every challenge that comes their way or every big decision, they kind of sit with it themselves on their own. And they don't really go back for advice that often anymore. I certainly stopped doing that after I saw I can really level with some of my inner circle back home. And so often in our sessions, I'm the first one that fully knows what everything was going on. You know, their partner knows quite a lot if they have a partner. Their family knows stuff. Their friends know stuff. Their friends in the host country usually know a lot too. But then those people don't really know the full you as you were in your home country as well. So it's always complicated. And there's this tendency of just keeping it to yourself and figuring it out on your own. I had quite a few people who did one-on-one coaching with me, and before they got in, they said, I thought I needed to figure it out on my own. Like, I feel a bit embarrassed that I need help with this. But it is so common. And it, you know, I hire coaches myself as well when I'm stuck, and it's the best thing ever since I learned asking for support. It has been great. But so this is the mistake that I see very often as well, because it's hard sometimes to get out of your tunnel vision that you create with all that overthinking. And it helps if you have someone who's in your corner, who's got your interests at heart, but who is like a neutral party to it, whether that's a coach or just like a support group. It sounds a bit heavy, but you know, I offer group programs as well. For example, in the Co-Pilot, where we really bring in the decisions that we are all facing, or they are doing that at least. And they find so much support with each other. It's insane. And that kind of support can open your eyes to new opportunities, to new possibilities, to new options, to new ways of understanding and interpreting things. So not only does my course help you with that, with all the coaching exercises I put in there, but also this support group that you get with the Copilot and sometimes with other programs that I have. So what you really need is the right support group where it's people that understand what you're going through. So all the like decisions your peers back home face as well, but then with the extra complicating layer of living abroad. You need those kind of people in your corner that can recognize what you say instantly without you having to explain yourself, or worse, having to justify your choices. So that is mistake number three, not having the right support system and either asking all kinds of people for advice or not talking to anyone about it. Mistake number four is so many of us, let me include myself in it, is that we're waiting for 100% certainty before we move. I'll do it when I know for sure. Oh gosh, I don't know if you're hearing this, but I'm in front of this primary school recording and the kids are just going insane. Okay, so let me continue. They say things like, I'll take action once I know what is the right decision for me, or I'll do it when I know for sure. And so what they're saying is, I need 100% certainty before I can move forward. And I have definitely done this myself in the past as well, until I learned something that has unlocked my growth. And that is really that I start before I'm ready and I move before I'm 100% sure. Because I really believe, and especially after having done quite a few personal reinventions, quitting my diplomacy career, starting as a coach, leaving my house in The Hague to move to, where did I go? To Rio. I realize it's the action that brings clarity. It's not the overthinking, because the overthinking can keep you trapped for months or even years, as we saw in the first mistake, because it will always pinpoint, you know, something, and it will always make you go back and forth. But action is actually data that is telling you, is this the right path for you or not? Now, I've mentioned the hike before as well. When you are on a hike and the path splits into two, you've got A and B, and you have no signal, so you cannot access Google Maps, you don't know what is the right path, but you're not going to stand there forever until sunset, till you make a move to know. You're not going to wait till you know for sure what is the right path for you. No, you're going to try out one. And after 1 kilometer, if you're realizing, oops, this isn't the way, you simply return and you take the other path. And I really believe that life is the same. We embark on a path, and if we realize that this isn't the path for us, we simply pivot again. I think the quicker you allow yourself to pivot, the quicker you'll also start getting into action. And the more action you have, the more data you gather whether this is the right thing for you or not. So the mistake really here is to wait for 100% certainty and not get into action. So if you're listening to this and you've been hesitating to get into action, what is stopping you, and where can you already get into action without perhaps it costing too much if you're not fully sure of your decision yet? But there's always stuff that you can already start doing. You can start telling people about your decision. You can start applying to a few jobs in a new city, even though you might not be fully certain of it yet. But doing this will help you feel, is this the right path for me? Because it creates something inside of you, or you create a response from the outer world that you also then reply to. That is data that you can use to know, am I on the right path or not? And that brings me to mistake number five, and that is ignoring your inner world. So many of us, especially the ones stuck in our head, we push away our emotions. We push away fear, we push away guilt, we push away anger, we push away frustration, because these are all quote unquote negative emotions that we don't want to experience. And we override it with logical thinking. If we decided on something, but it's still really scary, we tell ourselves, we've got nothing to be afraid of. But then again, you're not really meeting your emotions at that level. It's just your brain telling you something to do, but those emotions will still be present in your body and they will still like knock on your door, especially at 3 a.m., making themselves known. And so if you really want to make right decisions for you, you want to understand your emotional world, because your emotions are data as well. If you have this fear coming up, fear is it's just, you know, an emotion trying to keep you safe. It's just warning you. And we don't need to push away our fear or move forward without fear. We just have to work with fear. When I recently said yes to my TV interview, wow, that brought up a few fears as well. I spoke about it in a previous episode, a fear of being seen. And I could have listened to it and thought, you know, there were all these more objective reasons coming up why maybe I shouldn't do the TV interview. But I knew it was just fear, and fear requires a different approach. So I just assessed, okay, fear, what are you trying to keep to protect me from? And how can I work with you? Now, it sounds a bit like, ooh, ooh, maybe a bit too soft, but this is really the work that you need to do. Because the moment you can see, hey, it's just fear trying to keep me safe, it doesn't mean it's a no for me. It's just fear. And so I need to work with fear so I can still meet my goals. The moment you can do that, you feel so much more relaxed already about your future and perhaps the uncertainty that is coming. There is fear, but there's also these little moments of like, oh, when you're leaning in and feeling like this hopeful, oh, or like this, your interest is like, oh, I'm really, I hear this, I hear someone talk about this thing that they're doing in their life. And I'm like, oh, tell me more. That kind of, oh, leaning in, tell me more, to me is a clear sign as well of like, here is something for me. The more I personally started to follow those little nudges, the more I got to my answer. When I was a diplomat, I wasn't quite, I knew I wanted to quit my job and I wanted to help people, but I wasn't quite sure what it was until I realized every time someone says I'm a coach, I was interested. And I was reading personal development books after work, you know. Those were all little nudges that made me go like, tell me more. And I used that as information to get to my bigger life decision of quitting my job and retraining as a certified coach, helping other people navigate their decisions. And when you learn to work with your emotional world and not against it, everything really changes. And you might think, oh, but those O's, why would we work against it? Well, we have a rational view of what we should do as well. And so we also often suppress our secret dreams because we think this isn't what we're supposed to do or allowed to do. Or we need to strive towards the norms that we created in our society instead of living up to our own dreams. And so the more you can work with your emotional world, the more and the quicker you will get to your answers and therefore the right decision. And a little side note to this as well, maybe this isn't a whole other mistake, but it's related to this. What I hear and see very often is a lot of people say, once I have my answer, once I made the decision, once I know what the external circumstances are so I can make my choice, then I can relax, then I'll be calmer, then my brain won't, you know, be working all night, then I can be happy. And that is a mistake, I think, as well, because, again, you're not fully recognizing your emotional world. But also, we think that clarity follows after we made the decision, or the calmness follows after the decision. But it's the opposite. When you feel good, that's when you get clarity. It's no surprise that when you go on holiday and you feel relaxed after 2-3 days, all of a sudden you see your life so clearly. And you instantly know what is right for you. This is not because of the distance or not only. It is because you are relaxed and you are enjoying yourself. And your brain is stopping to work so hard. And so this is when then clarity can land for you. So again, this is why it's so important to work with your emotional side to make sure you feel good in your life as it is now, even with all that uncertainty looming over you and that indecision, because that's when clarity can come to you quicker too. Okay, and then the last mistake, and that is that your next choice is like a permanent choice, so it needs to be the perfect one. Now, I don't think anyone really tells themselves my next decision is a permanent decision, or it's, you know, this is how my life is going to look forever. We all rationally know we have free will and that we can change. However, when you look at the weight that people attach to their decision, subconsciously, they are believing this indeed. Because they often tell me, I don't know what to choose. I think I want to go for option B, but what if I choose wrong and I'm worse off? Well, my answer is always, then you'll just pivot again. But they don't see it. Like, it really feels that their next decision is like a permanent one. So it needs to be a perfect one. Because what if they choose wrong and then they are stuck? You're never stuck. You have free will. You can pivot again as often as you want to. So stop thinking that this decision is going to lock in your life permanently and that you cannot change anything about it. This is a huge mistake because the weight of believing this is holding you stuck where you are. Because if you are believing this, you also believe that your next move needs to be perfect because you can never change anything about it anymore. And if it needs to be perfect, well, you'd better be damn sure of your decision. And that's when we end up going back to mistake number one, the overthinking loop. Clarity isn't this one big hit that will change your life forever. It is simply about the next right step. And when you trust yourself to make the next right choice, you make it so much easier for yourself. You make it a whole lot lighter. And that step becomes just that, a step. Your next part of the journey, not a fixed destination that you'll be tied to for the rest of your lives. Okay, so those were the six mistakes I see over and over again. And now that you know these mistakes and you're aware of them, what if instead of circling, you had a system to get unstuck and to trust yourself and move forward with calm and confidence? Because that's possible too. Because there are other ways to approach your decision and not through these mistakes. And that's what I'll be sharing more of probably in the next episode. But for now, which of these mistakes do you notice in yourself most right now? Because that is where your work starts. And if you've been stuck circling, know that you're not alone and that there are ways through. And I'll be sharing more about this in the next episode, but I would also love to hear from you if this resonated with you and which of these mistakes you have found yourself in and what is something you're going to do differently from now on as you look at your decision. I would love to hear. Feel free to reach out to me, DM me on Instagram at Amanda Maxime, or send me an email info@amandamaximecoaching.com. And while you're at it, make sure that you also subscribe to This Expat Life so you don't miss any of our future episodes. Talk to you soon and have a good day wherever you are.